Hi, welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. I'm Ann Frazier, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about the why behind starting this nonprofit. We are a 501c3, and why did we start this? So I'd like to just start out by recapping. Many of you know my story, but I'd like to recap again. Everybody in my family has passed away with some form of dementia, whether it was Alzheimer's or frontal temporal lobe dementia, vascular dementia, whatever. We've had all kinds of people on both sides of my family, my mom and my dad's side, that have had some form of cognitive decline. When I was diagnosed at the age of 50 with MCI, which is mild cognitive impairment, which is the stage right before Alzheimer's, if you're familiar with the MoCA score, my MoCA score was 25 out of 30, which put me in the MCI area of diagnosis. So with that, I decided to follow. I was following Dr. Dale Bredesen. He's a famous neurologist. He wrote a book called The End of Alzheimer's. And that book, in that book, he talks about the RECODE protocol. And that is the exact method of how we were able to reverse all of my cognitive decline back to 100%. And that was so exciting to me when I started getting my memory back and that fogginess and the things that I was doing. When that came back, it was life-changing for me. And I was so excited. I wanted to share that message with everyone. And because when my parents were diagnosed, it was like, here's Aricept and Namenda. It goes downhill from here. Good luck. And get your affairs in order. And it was so hopeless. So I started Night of Hope by throwing a gala to get the word out, which is wonderful. And next year, next June, will be our fourth annual Night of Hope gala. But we're doing other things to try to get this exciting news out. As you know, there is no cure for Alzheimer's. However, there are things that you can do, like early detection. The sooner you start realizing I'm having some issues, the better, if you can get on top of it. Brain health, preventative things that you can do, and the potential of reversal. So this is kind of a mental health issue that has to do with the brain that is absolutely affecting so many people. And once you start getting your memory back and you come back in test scores that is full, you're back to full cognition, it is amazing. And I am so excited. I want to get that word out to everyone, not just in Kansas City, but nationwide and worldwide. And it takes an army of us to try to get that message out. And the only way we can do that is through donations, like people like you who have a vested interest in getting this exciting news out and helping people have that hope again. Because if it hasn't already affected you or someone in your family, it most surely has affected someone, one of your friends or someone in your circle or their family members. And so if you have a passion like I do about this very, very huge epidemic that's happening, we would love if you would consider donating to Night of Hope. And the way that you can do that is our website is thenightofhope.com, and there's a donate button there. And we would love to talk with you. If you have questions or would like more information about all the things, there's a lot on our website, but feel free to reach out to us and we will get back with you and would love to answer any questions you have. So I hope you're excited. If so, would love to talk with you about a donation to Night of Hope. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time.